I learned how to be a better man from getting blackmailed by that little freak. Cool, Ethan.
I love you, but I hate you, which brings to mind how much I love you. We could have worked this out, you know, in a little room, in a little locked room. I'm sorry you had to settle for Dave, the one-dimensional man. He's filed under cocksucker in my little black book, sweetness can rot your teeth, bittersweet cacophony.
Okay, we're going. Okay.
22 minute podcast. Don't wanna take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines.
I'm doing the Brady Bunch thing.
Here's a story about a man named Brady.
I just really wanted to yell over all that. That's just
I'm doing the Brady thing.
You know the Brady Bunch thing? Okay. Well, hey, welcome to the 22-Minute Podcast. My name is Wes Severson. I think we've skipped over introducing you guys. I don't think I've said
no,
I'm
okay.
Here with... I think I forgot to do it. Anyway, today is Thursday, blah, 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 June 6th, James Wu Day. Woo!
Woo!
Woo! And yes, I'm here with Mike Finley and
hey,
James.
Hey, y'all.
It's fast.
I believe it's June 26th.
Yes, it is.
What did I say?
June 6th?
Oh, you know, June 6th, Jan 6th, it's always on my mind.
Just can't wait for the next one.
Well, it's my Independence Day. I'm getting really pissed right. off about, you know, July 4th coming up, like the fake Independence
no,
Day.
No, bullshit.
Fuck 4th of July.
You know, none of this would have happened if we still just allowed them to tax our tea.
Hmm.
You know?
Hmm.
I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, I know.
Oh, you thought this was a rabbit?
What is that?
I'm going to send it to you. I'll send it to you later.
Okay, yeah, I mean, my rabbit's a little old, you know, a little buzzy.
It's a TikTok.
Little buzzy thing for the, you know what I'm talking about? Okay, I'm making a reference to, honestly, a device that I think went viral, like, maybe even before the internet. It was just
a vibrator?
Yeah, it's a little vibrator. Yeah, huh. Yeah, it's a little vibrator.
No, this is a TikTok nice. Where a girl's playing with, like, a stuffed animal, and I say a girl, she's, like, 19.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a girl.
And,
that's a child.
And right, but, like... It's not a small child.
Legally, yeah.
Anyway, she's playing. She's like, "Oh, you thought this was a rabbit?" And she turns it around, and it. She goes, "It's Winnie the fucking Pooh, bitch. Fuck 4th of July." And it's my favorite video of all time.
Oh, that is so good.
That is great. Now you know the only video.
Good on her.
The only video that could top that for me is if that little girl who said, "Look at all those chickens."
Chickens. Yeah, that's
then,
pretty good.
My dad
then
absolutely
said,
loved that video.
Oh,
it's, send
I mean,
it to
it's,
me all the time.
It's a perfect video.
This is on the different end of that funny spectrum,
well,
though. It's like
I was
white trash talking.
Mm-mm. Well, okay. Yeah, she's definitely not a little white trash girl. We know that. But if she would have said then at the end of it, and also, fuck the 4th of July. That that yeah, would have been the cherry on top. Yeah, that would kind of amped it up a little
and
bit.
And fuck Columbus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 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 yeah. Fuck that guy giving gross blankets to people.
Mm, I think mine would be like there's a video of like little girls eating ice cream. She's like, "My dad's got a gold tooth." And one little girl eating ice cream just stops and looks her dead in the eyes. Goes, "My dad has diabetes." Just so fucking good.
You know what's also a good video? I don't know if it's labeled this because it's. I think it's been reused a dozen times.
Okay.
But when I saw it, it was called Baby's First Mate. And mate is a drink, right?
Okay.
I don't know what kind. I think it's in a similar way brewed like tea.
Okay.
Is that like a matcha latte?
No. Mate is like, I think it's, okay. I think it's originally like a South American kind of tea thing, but it's like extremely beneficial to your health in some way.
Okay.
Or like it's just nutritious. I don't know. Our buddy Fitz used to be into it. And so when I saw this video, I sent it immediately to him. So it says Baby's First Mate. And it's just like, I've had mate, and it is bitter. It's not, you can get used to it. and he's just sitting there on like the sidelines of a soccer game. It's just a baby, and it's the same kind of like cup and like weird kind of like straw. Like, I don't know if you'll see it. They all have the same kind of apparatus, fits mm-hmm. at it and everything. And he's just like, this baby's just sipping from this thing. And as he's sipping from it, if you've had mate like I had, I'm like, oh, he's going to have a sour face. You know, like, oh, the baby's going to not like it. And then all of a sudden, a soccer ball just takes that baby out.
Oh, no.
It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. So that I definitely sent that to Fitz.
You're talking about yerba mate?
Is that a brand? I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, yerba mate is a like brand, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, but it's...
Some people call it yerba mate.
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Especially okay. in Texas.
Okay. I mean, I'd have to double check. You know what?
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I dated someone in my past that used to have like a whole yerba mate or mate whatever
right.
cup.
Right.
It's like a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Hmm. It's a culture.
It truly is, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Fitz was real into it. He knew all about it. He's my go-to source for that. But
for all mate knowledge?
I mean, James has got plenty.
Yeah, no.
It's like on the opposite end of the spectrum as like a protein shaker.
Yeah.
Oh, like sure.
It, you know, to me, it struck me as one of those things of, hey, you can accessorize this.
Mm.
And who doesn't love doing that on occasion?
Put these in a kiosk.
This or that.
Put these in a kiosk. Yeah.
Make the mall pop.
Ooh, let's go to the mall to the mate the kiosk. Ooh.
Oh, Tiffany's playing later.
You know how ignorant. Okay, so
it's good, Mike.
She'll be there. She's 50. She's 70. I don't remember.
Can you imagine?
I mean, should I don't know why she wouldn't. That would be fun. You know? I don't know. It could be kind of fun. I'd go just like
2026 dudes. Fucking
just show up
40 years later, the 40-year anniversary.
Everyone who's there is like
the mall tour.
Everyone who's there is my parents' age.
They're all just like, I think we are alone now.
Yeah. There are some divorced dads here. Are you alone now? Okay. Yeah, looking at you, guy. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. I don't remember. We're talking about the mall. Oh, you know what? This is kind of weird, all right? I don't know much about what's going on in the Middle East there, you know. Maybe I know some, but I'm not going to yell about it. But you know what's weird is when I was working at Vans in Frisco, I went on a couple dates with the girl who worked at the – I don't know, what was the kiosk? It was like a – I think it was a Crocs kiosk? I don't remember, but it was right in front.
A Crocs kiosk.
Yeah.
Weird.
And it was right in front of the Van store. And the days that I was the manager in the morning and she was working, we'd be flirting.
Ooh.
Oh, we'd be flirting.
Not true.
No, it's very true.
She was just being nice and Mormon.
Nice and Mormon?
No, because why I'm getting to it is that she was from Israel.
Oh.
And she had been in the Israeli army because they all have to be. They all have to be.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
Well, I mean.
You kind of find out that it's not.
Sure.
But not through this story. I just went on a couple dates with her and stuff, and it was fun.
Decided she was a little bit too Jewish to bring home.
I didn't know she. This is what I'm saying. I'm just what I'm kind of trying to get to. I didn't know they meant she was Jewish. I had no idea. Dude, I didn't know what Israel was. So I was like 23, 24. I have no fucking clue. I had no idea,
wait,
dude.
It's a place. Oh wait.
Well, I knew it was a place. Wait. I knew it was a country, but like the idea of like that's where Jews are. No fucking clue.
That's so fucking.
I knew
after she dumped him, he was like, "I do hate Jews. I get it now.
I didn't know she was Jewish. Like I had no idea.
You see, son. God damn it! I'm sorry.
No, I. Ugh. She said she was. I didn't know what she was saying. Like I had no context. Like literally. Like yeah, you're from
couldn't
some.
Get past her Hebrew accent.
I just thought she was cute, dude. I don't know. She didn't have an. Well, she had a little bit of an accent. Yeah, she did. But I. To me, that's. I mean, in a very subconscious, generalizing. Yeah, I guess racist way. Like I mean, not. I wasn't. I don't know. Racist in this.
Look at him backed into a corner right now.
Well, I mean, I didn't control it at the time. I was just very uneducated. Where, I guess I didn't care. So yeah, that sucks. But like, yeah,
sucks.
Subconsciously, I'm just like, I don't know. She's from over there. She looks like this. Whatever. Like,
I just know that Wes was never racist. He was only culturally ignorant.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, you know what I mean.
I'll accept that.
And I'm much more aware now. And I would not go on a date with her. So,
yeah.
But yeah, we only hung out a handful of times. I just really wanted to tell that to, yes, express how incredibly stupid I was. And still am about a thousand things.
Hmm.
I'm introduced to new facts and ideas all the time, and sometimes I'm like, I don't care. I don't care at all. On this day, 1997, excuse me. No, I'll just sit through it. I'll get new. I'll change it after this one. On this day in 1997, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was first published in London, wasn't it? Published in London now, wasn't it? Yeah. That's my Sarah Marshall. Are you from London? When she's making fun of what's his name? Rapist. What's his name?
Oh yeah, Russell Brand.
Rapist Brand. Russell Brand.
Is it Paul Rudd that does that? He said, like, yeah, from London.
They both do it. Yeah, you're right. I'm doing the Paul Rudd. She does it later. I don't remember what
she
says.
When she's, like, making fun of all his tattoos.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'll just know. Yeah, I don't remember. I'll go back and watch it because it is fantastic. It's a fantastic film. Cool, but yes, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Great book. Great book.
Great book.
Horrible person
mm-hmm.
who wrote it. Look at that. Isn't that crazy?
Wild.
Funny how that happens.
Yeah.
Money. Money and being old.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be yelling about something. Probably not like an identity thing. I already yell about stuff. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But it'll be something like really focused when I'm her age. But it won't be about like people. But it'll be about something. I mean, maybe it'll be about people, but it'll be about like all people.
Right, right, right.
It'll be like,
as
why?
A whole.
All people as a whole in like an instance, like in like a situation, and I'll be mad about like, this should be different. It would be better for you. It'd be better for me. You know?
That's still going to be parked.
Better for me. Yeah, they're still going to be back in part. Like they're going to somehow, like they're going to be lowering in their hover vehicle that literally just goes straight down and straight up. So it doesn't matter which way you're facing. And they'll still be parked. They'll still be facing like they backed in. They will.
Trying to showcase the ride, dude.
Yeah, that'll still be me. That'll still be me. Showcasing the ride.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh my God. I'm not going to lie to you, James. I don't know how you feel about it. I mean, Mike seems to have a general interest in automotives. I don't want to say like cars,
uh-huh.
just like automotives, you uh-huh. know, the way shit works. But I really do. Like, the people who are into vehicles
uh-huh.
to me are like, we need to go. We need to walk this way. I don't want my child being influenced or hurt by this person. That's just me. I don't know. Look. Oh man. Look at this red and like. Oh. Look at the windshield.
You know they only use this paint on 350 original cars.
Oh,
they
tell
produced.
Me it again. One more time, slower.
The stainless steel panel here.
Oh, so I can like. Like theoretically, like let's say if like. Let's say if like lotion got on that stainless steel, like you know, just like a normal everyday lotion, like a but like if like an organic lotion, like
organic
if an
organic
like,
lotion,
like, yeah, like a homemade lotion, you know.
It's like my car's dead.
Okay, fair enough.
My car's dead.
Perfect. It just died, and you're gonna talk about making love to another car?
Oh, that's what that guy was talking about. Okay, I got you. Yeah. Anywho, yeah, fuck those guys. Fuck car guys. We don't need them as listeners, so I don't care. Or subscribe and pay us out of spite.
Ooh, I like that.
Like spite money.
Like show us how much more money you have. Like, oh, you're making fun of my car. What do you drive? Something that breaks down? Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, you got a Ford? Fix or repair daily?
Yep. I got a shit car. No question. I can't afford anything else. There's no question about that. So if you want to show me how, if you want to cuck me real hard, send me like 20 a month. You know, send me like $20 a month.
You want
to
cuck
with
me hard?
With the message, beta cuck.
Yeah. Beta cuck, here's 20. I don't even need it. And I'll be like, well, I do. Thank you. You know? That's the mentality you get when you don't care about shit like cars.
Cars.
You know, play this for your this. Actually, play this video back if you're trying to raise like a real alpha male.
Mm.
And be like, this is the beta male in his natural environment. The beta male yells on a podcast.
He drives a four-cylinder Dodge Dart.
He has to consider before he. Should I drive? Should I fly? Yes, it'll be more mileage on my car, but it'll be cheaper than driving. I don't have the funds. Yeah, see, he's a cook. Okay, send me $20. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
On this day in music history, on this day in 1972, Leon Russell's third studio album, Carney?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a slur?
smell like cabbage.
You smell like cabbage. I'm only scared of two things. Nuclear war and Carnies.
Smell like cabbage. What was the other thing? Carnies. Circus folk.
Circus folk. Smell like cabbage. with the absolute banger Tightrope.
I'm up on a tightrope.
I bet I heard.
It was played on KUM.
If you sent me the bass line, I'd be like, oh yeah, I know this one.
I spun this record this morning. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to listen to this.
Nice.
It's great.
Man. Here we are podcasting nearly 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I guess 18 years later, ish for me. Yeah, it was your senior year. It was my junior year.
Oh, yeah.
Should have just stayed with KU.
Yeah, no joke.
Should have worked at
That was a fun summer. The summer that I worked.
So you did more than I did. You did way
so
more.
I did the semester, the year, senior year.
Right.
And then, I worked there for the two
summer.
Months. Yeah. It was dope.
You should have gone into radio, dog.
I know.
I mean, I should have as well.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, all right. Look. Too. I mean, you would have done well, James. Yeah. Listen, sometimes I listen to the radio station that I listen to, and I'm like, if I could just get in there for 5 seconds, I think it would be almost impossible for the guys who are, like, at the top to be like, oh.
Let's get this guy in.
I mean, you know, slowly and steadily. Sure, I'm not saying, like, kick anybody out or whatever. Just, like, I'd get on their radar. That's the point.
Let's pencil him in to some places.
So, that's the only way I would move back to Dallas, though, James. Sorry. just letting you know.
I know I've been begging you.
You're like, no, please, don't go to New York. Oh, God.
You're further away. Oh, no. Yeah.
at the same time, I guess if like we want to visit, you're in a place that is more worth it than seeing you. That's great. Maybe my parents.
Yeah, can you leave New York for a couple weeks? Me and my wife. Wanna
yeah.
Hey, let me know when you're going to Dallas. I'm going to plan a trip out there.
Just like just burn the sheets. We'll bring our own. Leave your key under, who cares? anyway, on this day in 1989, Bad English's debut self-titled record with the single...
When I see you smile.
I don't know the song either.
I'm on top of the world. Oh.
Wait, is this Depeche Mode? On this day in 1995, the Foo Fighters dropped their debut, underrated, self-titled debut with the singles This Is a Call and For All the Crows. I don't think those are the either two songs I remember from that record, though. What song am I thinking of from that?
I don't know, but This Is a Call is the only one that I recognize from,
really?
Mm-hmm, from the singles list.
How does that go? Maybe I'm blanking.
This is the call.
No, there's a song. Yeah, like you literally could have said, this is the call. Like, no, this is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Like, that's not how it goes. And you'd be like, yeah, it is. You don't know it. anyway, I'll check it out. I'll re-Google. I'll give it a little Spotify. I shouldn't have said Spotify. On this day in the year 2007, the Beastie Boys dropped their seventh studio album, all instrumental record, The Mix-Up.
It's a fun listen.
Yeah. No, yeah. I remember jamming this. I mean, it remained on my shuffle for a long time, and it's just there's a lot of bangers that are just fun to kind of, hey, I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know I'm driving? All right. Chot.
Action.
On this day in 1981, For Your Eyes Only, starring Roger Moore, the 75th installment in the James Bond series, Prove Me Wrong. Also on this day in 1981, an overrated movie, Stripes, is released.
My dad really liked this movie. I remember watching it for the first time, and
he's wrong.
He didn't remember that there was quite a bit of nudity in the first seven minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
He's like, oh, we got to fast forward. Right around the time we watched Jaws.
So I can see titties faster? Like, what?
Wait, you want to give me some weird fetish where, like, tits have to go fast?
You see, they bounce around.
I guess it would have been on, like, VHS, so, like, maybe he stopped it and then pressed fast forward.
There
like,
were options.
Tracking.
You don't have to do it. You can do it either way.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, all right, on this day, 1987, I've never seen the movie Dragnet.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd, Tom Hanks. There's a really funny line. Well, throughout the entire movie, I think it's Dan Aykroyd's telling Tom Hanks about this person. No, you know, the Virgin Connie Swale. And at the end of the movie, he's like, yeah, no, I hung out with Connie Swale. You notice I didn't say virgin?
You notice I didn't say virgin?
Yeah. That's great.
How old is she, Dan?
old enough. I respect him.
You know, he's also autistic.
Yeah. Is it Asperger's?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Do you remember?
Let's see. What did they have? Asperger's and Coneheads? Anyway, on this day in 1998, Dr. Doolittle is released. 8-year-old me certainly thought it was pretty genius.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in, fucking 17 years.
Me either. And I don't think I will make any effort to revisit it.
Yeah.
What about you, James? This is how we do it. That's a more
riff. The talking to animals movies.
You know, I do remember, in my mind, it will remain funny. I think it's from the second one, because Norm MacDonald does the voice for the dog.
Oh, that's right.
And a wolf pisses next to him, and he goes, oh, yeah, smells like ammonia, you know, and I'll never forget that. All right. Well, let's see. That's all the movies and stuff. Ooh, turning 55 today. I guess we can go ahead and do this one first.
Oh, yeah.
We do. Oh, we got plenty of time.
I didn't know where he would be on the list, so I just wanted to throw it on there so it wouldn't get overlooked.
That's a good idea. Great idea. Thank you, Mike. What is this, the 26th, though?
Yes.
Here we are. I know we said it, but I don't remember what I don't have to until I have to. That's how you keep your brain clean, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, turning 55, Paul Thomas Anderson. Pretty great director, though I will say his last two movies have been his weakest. Yeah. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
We'll see about this next one. I'm really not that excited about it. I'm going to see it. We'll watch it. It seems a little sensational to me. I don't remember what it's called. It's Leo DiCaprio. Zoe Saldana's in it.
Like, oh, that's right. That's right. That's
right. Yeah, in the trailer, she's like pregnant, shooting a machine gun. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. Okay.
Oh, but yeah, he's also married to fucking Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph.
Good on him.
That's how she talks. No, I'm just joking. turning 45, Jason Schwartzman. You know, the most talented of the Nepo babies.
Yes.
He can kind of do it all. There's, you know, he even plays a little music in Slackers that I enjoy.
Oh,
just for like a second.
You know, I'm gonna give you a nickname.
What's that?
No, that's what he says.
I know. I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember what the nickname is though.
You know, thanks to Jones for turning me onto that movie.
Dude, it's a weird movie.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Turning 41, Aubrey Plaza. Calm down.
Ooh.
Calm down. Let's see. Turning,
she a bad little mama.
Ooh. Mm. And also, she might drive you to kill yourself. So, challenge accepted.
Yikes.
For it.
I'll find it. We'll check it out. You know,
it's
we'll
a big day for 55s.
I know. Turning 55 as well. Nick Offerman, however he enjoys.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And Chris O'Donnell. Robin himself.
Yeah, Robin himself. But yes, Nick Offerman, man. What?
Oh, and Sean Hayes is also 55.
Jesus. You know, he has a weird heart problem. I don't
remember.
Does he? Yeah, he has to go to the hospital like a couple times a month. Generally. Huh. He's like, oh, I got a weird palpitation thing. They got to go zap me. It's something like that. Huh. Turning 32, Ariana Grande. Turning, I recognize this guy.
Oh, 33, Jeanette McCurdy.
Yes, is that the, what, I can't remember what she's in.
iCarly.
Right, she wrote Cat that book, Sam. Which is awesome.
Yeah,
just
I'm
the name
so fucking stoked. My mom died.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, we got time for one more. Do you have one more?
Robert Davi from Die Hard.
Okay.
He was the asshole cop who flew the helicopter with Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah,
sorry.
Also in the Goonies.
Oh, that's right. That's
also,
what it is.
Also turning 26, though, Harley Quinn Smith, Kevin Smith's daughter. Okay.
Aw.
Meh.
Nice.
Meh.